This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. We're talking again today about downloading God's love, talking about computers and those three magic keys on your keyboard, Control, Alt, and Delete. Talking about Control, first of all, yesterday. But I want to talk about the second word, Alt, or well, I'm assuming it stands for alternate or alternate. Which word? Well, it's both, actually, an adjective and a verb. Alternate. You know, when we begin to have thoughts that we know don't serve us, it's time to come up with some new ones, to find some alternate names or words. And in that spiritual sense, we feel a disconnection from God's love when we're tapping into something about ourselves we don't like. And I think there are many people today who feel worthless or unworthy or even feel stupid. And so there's something going wrong here with God not being able to get through. So we need to remember this step on the computers to control our thoughts, replace the unloving thoughts with some loving ones, some own affirmations. You know, when we say, I can't do that, well, why don't you alternate the word to I am competent and capable? Or you say, I'll never find love. That becomes I am loving and lovable. God doesn't hear my prayers. And we can then say, well, on the other hand, I am God's beloved child. I know when I'm safe. I know when I'm being taken care of. So as we find alternate ideas, the alternate is the other thing there. Many ways. Of course, there are many ways to make contact with God. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of ways of finding God. Meditation and prayer, I guess, are two of the most effective ways for plugging into God's love. As you talk to God, that's essentially what prayer is. It's not just asking God for things. Prayer is thanking and praising God for where you are today, for the way that he's blessed you and brought you to where you are. So meditation, thinking about those things. And what about the third step on this wonderful keyboard that we have, the word delete? Well, there we go. To make ourselves available, and I'm talking about the downloading of God's love, what about that wonderful button that says delete? Of course, it can, of course, be a problem if you push delete and you don't really mean to do that. But I think in our lives, we've got to delete some interference that gets in our way. It's not just thoughts. There's a process on the computer also where a hard drive can be defragmented. And I think it's a way to reorganize the computer's hard disk, I think, of bringing files together to clean it up, as it were. So what do each of us need to do to defrag ourselves, to clean ourselves up, as it were? What's taking up space in our lives and the hard drive of our life that actually should be deleted? Now, of course, there can be things or sometimes things that clutter our lives that we can eliminate. Well, what you do, as it were, is hit the delete button and all those things are gone. And those things, I think, need to be removed, things that can lock us up into unhealthy and self-defeating patterns. It's true, isn't it, that the more space we give to God, the better off we are, the more we optimize our performance. And so we can defrag anywhere at any time. You can say, as you sit or stand or even drive your car, God, take away those thoughts that don't really help me. Help me to replace them with some loving thoughts. Or, Lord, bless those people in my life who I really have trouble with, or help me identify the talents that I've got. Lord, help me to declutter my home, my health, my life, my heart, so that as a result I can receive your love and your grace and your healing right here and now. There are a couple of ideas, a couple of prayers. So you've got these three buttons on your computer there. Control, Alt, Delete. Control your thoughts. Find alternate thoughts. Alternate the ways of getting God's download there on the keyboard. Delete thoughts or places or things that will fragment your mind that will keep you from finding God. So God's love is a tremendous downloadable thing that will come to you. We have everything in that divine link. Thank you, dear Lord, that you are there. Help us, Lord, to download your love today and every day. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.